Linda Miles is married to Robert Miles, who's an MD. He's a professional therapist as well. He's a doctor. And he's a senior psychiatrist for the Mental Health Program Office, Department of Children and Families for the state of Florida. So the two of them have written this new marriage. Well, that's got to be quite a team. I wouldn't want to be between you two. Did you ever have therapy?
Yes, we've had our own therapy. And
no, I mean together. Did you ever do that?
No, because we are able to eventually get to the point where we talk about our own issues. I think we're familiar enough with them.
Yeah.
We've helped each other a great deal. He's helped me so much see what I do, because I'm no day at the beach. And vice versa, I think that we've really been able to say, hold up a mirror to the other one and get them to take a good look at what's going on. So we haven't really needed a third party. We would go if we did. We're not adverse to that at all.
No, that's what you do.
But somehow we're able to pull into that observer self and let our egos go and the right-wrong games go and go, what are we doing? What is this really? And I think that's such an important question. And most often, it's what I said earlier, it's his abandonment issues in some form. Yeah. Or it's my issues that I have about feeling different or feeling misunderstood in some form, some different form. I find with couples, they really don't have that many issues. You can pretty much count them on one hand. They just recur and recur and attach to all kinds of different things. So most of us just have a few real deep core issues, but they're just so huge. And the one I find the very most is a sense of worthlessness. When I get down to the bottom of things, and that's something my husband helped me with so much, because I felt like I didn't deserve him. And it was so upsetting that I got sick. And I called him up and I said, I need to talk to you. And I literally wrote a list, Joey, of everything that was wrong with me. And I thought he was going to dump me. So I hand him the list and I say, I have to tell you all these things. Because I got into my worthless stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so healing, because he read the list and he looked at me and he got a smile on his face. He said, do you think I don't see these things? Do you think I don't know this?
So he corrected it, gave you 100%.
It broke through it. It was like, sure, okay, what you think, you're fooling me? And then he played me Billy Joel's song, I Love You Just the Way You Are. And that was so healing. And I really want to tell the people who are listening that if you're in a relationship, that you have so much power over that other person for good or for ill. And you can either fight the same battles over and over again, or you can stop and go, wait a minute, what is this about really? And if you ask that question together and both of you are willing to take responsibility, great change can occur.
Did you do some work with kids?
I've done some work, but primarily with adults.
Adults, yeah. Because the kids are a whole nother, that's a whole nother deal.
Yeah, it is.
I think parents need to be involved with the kids, and that's the disconnect.
Yeah, and my son says that he would have rather been beaten than have me get him to take responsibility for his actions, which I always did. But I think it's so important not to micromanage your child, but to really get them to sit and think about what they did. And he said, Mom, the most painful thing would be for you to really hold up a mirror to me and say, I would say things to him like, did you think how that child felt when you called them names? Let's just sit and think, what do you imagine he felt? And he said that really helped him become more responsible and whatever. I didn't tell him, this is what you should think. I would try to get him to walk in someone else's moccasins and think for himself.
Is Southerners different than Northerners when you're doing therapy?
I really haven't found that.
No? How about foreigners, people from other countries, other societies?
Yes. There are major cultural differences. Yes, I find that very much so.
Men dominating women, for instance.
Yes. And that being accepted. And what I see pretty often now is that once the couple moves to America, that perhaps they've been in a culture where that was true.
Yeah.
The women don't want to do that anymore. The men seem okay with it.
Yeah.
But the women don't want to do it anymore, and then the marriage gets really shaky. So the women wind up leaving that kind of situation.
The country assimilates. We have many people who are immigrants here.
Yes.
And we have to embrace everybody.
Yes.
And so how do we get the belief systems to match?
Well, again, I think that's in the individual. If they, for example, let me give you an example. I saw a couple recently. He's Middle Eastern, and when he married her, they both sort of had this agreement. She was a bracelet. She was his property.
Yeah.
And she didn't know anything different, and that was okay with her. It's not okay with her now. But I tried to speak with him about that. And he just didn't get it.
No.
He doesn't get it. And I don't think this is going to make it the way it is, because she's no longer willing to do the contract that they made. And he's not willing to change it. So it has to be in the person to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do things differently. And they may not. And we have to respect that.
Do we attract who we are, or do we, is it... Like attracts, or is it opposites attract? Which one?
Level of functioning attracts. If you're immature and you act 3 years old, that's what you'll attract, another three-year-old.
The New Marriage by Linda Miles, with Robert Miles as well. Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight.
You're very welcome.
It's been revealing. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Slip the bill under the door. I'll leave the money on the nightstand. Joey Reynolds Show from New York, and Dr. Linda Miles here tonight with us, transcending the happily ever after myth, how to put your relationship back on track again. We'll be right back.